Yahya Uddin presents Story Time. Masiha makes Toba from music. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Masiha was a little girl who had good manners and was kind to everyone. She was respectful to her parents and to her elders, such as her apa in madrasa and her aunts and uncles. Because she had such good manners, everyone liked her and was fond of her. However, Masiha had one big weakness and problem in her life. She liked to listen to music and sing haram songs. Allah Ta'ala had given her a sweet and beautiful voice, but she would use her voice, which Allah Ta'ala had given her, to sing the songs which she would hear with the music. Masiha knew that music was haram, and her parents would never allow her to listen to music. That is why she would hide and listen to music when she was out of the home and heard music, such as the music being played from other people's cars. Then instead of covering her ears, she would listen attentively to the music and enjoy it. One day, Masiha was sitting in madrasa, reading her sabak with all the other students. While they were reading and learning, a car suddenly drove past, hooting loudly. The driver of the car was also blasting music from his speakers, and the music was so loud that the windows in the madrasa began to vibrate and shake. As soon as Apa and the other students heard the music, they covered their ears with their hands to block out the sound of the music. However, Masiha did not cover her ears, but rather she was tapping her hand with the sound of the music. Apa noticed this and realized that Masiha enjoyed listening to music. A little while later, after all the students had completed their work for the day, Apa called the class around her desk and spoke to them. She said, "Children, music is haram in Islam and is one of the main tools that Shaitan uses to take people to Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in the hadith that Allah Ta'ala sent him to break all musical instruments. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told us that listening to music causes hypocrisy to grow in the heart. This means that listening to music makes a person's iman become weaker and weaker until deen leaves his life and he no longer remains a true Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also warned us that there will be a group of people in the ummah who Allah Ta'ala will turn into pigs and monkeys because they will regard the sin of music and other major sins to be permissible." The Sahaba radiallahu anhum knew and understood that music is haram. That is why, when Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu once heard the sound of music, he immediately placed his hands over his ears to block out the sound of the music. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu also mentioned that he had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam block his ears when hearing music, and that is why he was blocking his ears. From this we understand that if we happen to hear music nearby, then we must try to block our ears. We must also try our best to stay far away from places where music is played. Once, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was invited to a walima. However, as he was coming to the walima, he heard the sound of music being played at the walima. As soon as he heard this, he turned around and went away and did not attend the walima. Children, Allah Ta'ala has given each and every person countless favors, and we must use these favors in a way that is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has given us eyes, so we must make sure that we do not use our eyes to look at haram, such as TV and movies. In the same way, if Allah Ta'ala has given someone a beautiful and sweet voice, then he should use his voice to recite the Quran Majid in a beautiful manner, not to sing haram songs. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Allah Ta'ala does not listen to anything with so much of happiness like he listens to a Nabi who recites the Quran in a beautiful voice. In the same way, if we recite the Quran in a beautiful voice, Allah Ta'ala will also become pleased with us. When Masiha heard this, she felt as though her apa was talking specially to her. She knew that Allah Ta'ala had given her a beautiful voice, but until today, she was more interested in singing songs. She should rather use her voice to recite the Quran and make dhikr for Allah Ta'ala. Apa then said, "There was a person by the name of Zazan, who had a very beautiful voice. However, he would use his voice to sing songs and would play music. One day, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu saw Zazan playing music and singing. As soon as he saw the sin and haram taking place, he went to Zazan, broke his musical instrument and said to him, "O youngster, if only you used your voice to recite the Quran, you would become something." This caused the heart of Zazan to change. He made tawbah and istighfar, left out singing and music, and changed his life. He thereafter remained in the company of Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu and studied deen from him until he became a great alim of deen. By now, after hearing the words that her apa had spoken, Masiha's heart had also changed. She made tawbah for listening to music and made dua to Allah Ta'ala to remove the love for music from her heart. She also decided that from that day on, she would use the beautiful voice which Allah Ta'ala had given her to recite the Quran Majid and make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. From the story, we learn that listening to music is haram in Islam. It is not permissible to listen to music. Also, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that music causes hypocrisy to grow in the heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also told us that he was sent by Allah Ta'ala to break musical instruments. And finally, if the Sahaba radiallahu anhum heard music, they would cover their ears and they would avoid going to places where music was played. The end.